Okay, I think we should start.
Okay.
Go have a shiur later. Okay, so we're holding here in the Igeres El Mar Yosef Ibn Jabbar, which is Amud Tovches.
Yeah.
Higir leino Igeres Hazoka Nichbada Yoka Talmud Bar Leiv of Mar Yosef Shatz Ben Avi Al Jarna Amachuna Ibn Jabbar. Uzocher Shu Amoretz. Zocher doesn't mean he remembers Amoretz. It means he mentioned the fact that Amoretz. Avul. Nisbol on a mixavoy. It seems, or it appears from what he's written, Sheyeshte Ishtadlos Chazoka al Talmud Torah, that he tries very hard Talmud Torah. V'shehu harbe misastik v'pershen lo Mishnah, where he tries very hard to learn our Pirshei Mishnah. V'she'ena meivin achibos shechibarnu v'shul shebalashna Mishnah, and he doesn't understand the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, because it's written in Hebrew or Mishnaic Hebrew. And he also heard about the tainus these people in Baghdad had, and he wanted to hear my answers. He begged that I write him a personal letter, Elisaya Lalimud, to help him learn, and so somebody wrote around a letter that he has a hard time learning Mishnah Torah because it's in Hebrew, and in general he's an Amoretz and it's very hard for him to learn, and he wants a little chizuk. They wanted from the Rambam to chizuk. Chilu mashatoch leidar, Hashem yasmik usur es hasachoscha she'ein Amoretz. First thing is you're not Amoretz. Al Talmudenu va'uvenu ata. You're our beloved Talmud. If a person wants to learn, even if he understands one pasuk, one halacha, it doesn't make a difference where he understands it from. Like it says, Kriya Shem Zvot Choloshin. The Kol Shekein, HaPirushim VaChiburim. The main thing is you should learn. And a person who doesn't learn, if he's never learned anything, anyone who's too lazy to learn more than a little, generally, don't sell yourself short, and don't give up from becoming a shalom. Chacham started learning when they were old, and they became what they became. So, I mean, it's fascinating. The Rambam says, "Don't look to vazat smicha, val tisyash mashlemus." V'roar lecho gamkein shetilmat ze hashir miloshen kodesh ribanu by chibur, and you should at least learn the amount of Hebrew that you should be able to learn Rambam with. Ki ukal lehovin bekor v'slamei. It's easy to understand. It's easy to figure it out. Me'oid. And if you train yourself to understand Hebrew in one of his farm, you'll understand all of it. I don't want to publish it in Arabic or an Arabic translation. You are going to lose out. So I'm not sure exactly if he means the beauty of the language and the pleasantness of it, or he means the diuk haloshen and so on. I will lose something in translation. The way it's translated, the way this little header is translated into Hebrew, it means sort of its style is going to lose. It could be he means also the clarity of it. v'ani mevakish ato lahach sepeh shem mishas emitzoshen kodesh. I'm trying to translate Perush Mishnah Sefer Mitzvos to Hebrew. So they expect me to bring it to Arabic? Al tevakeh se klal. Al kol panim, achinu ato ya our brothers, Hashem yisayischa, v'ichuncha ha-shleimus ha-mitis, gamshot give the real shleimus, v'ikaluch ha-tzlocha shnei lomis, and shibizorcha ta-tzlocha both worlds. So first of all, incredible chizuk of the Rambam. The Rambam is telling him, don't hold yourself in Amaretz. An Amaretz is somebody who doesn't want to learn, has no interest in learning, is not learning. But somebody who's struggling because he had a late start, that person is not an Amaretz. Amaretz defines a state of mind, ambition, etc., as opposed to where you're holding the etzim of learning. And then he says that Al tivazas matias nashtemus, don't make light of yourself and don't give up on attaining achievements. The Rambam says translating Mishneh Torah is going to corrupt it. Avol. So that this applies to some of the points that he said. Now he's going to the point about people's complaints about what Mishneh Torah. People have said that we don't hold it to this amazing. Now the idea that they never come back to the goof is a hitzah shem ra godl aleinu. That's a terrible hitzah shem ra. And whoever says this about me, oishu ish rasha arim, either he's a very shrewd rasha, he's putting words into my mouth knowing that I didn't say it. Oi, ish sochel, or he's an idiot. And this kashal of lahav dreinu ba'olam haba. He didn't understand what we wrote about olam haba. He just picked up a word or two and didn't understand it. He thought that that's chias ha-meisim. When I wrote that olam haba is a state without a goof, and there's no goof, yes, the Rambam holds that. But the Rambam holds that there's a stage of chias ha-meisim beforehand. And I've already prepared the Maima, which is the Maima of Chias HaMeisim, that is written to clear up that mistake. There's another place that people came out against me. I said that Mila, we are obligated because of Moshe, not because of Avram. The Omer she'eliyot gimel brisa shenigzal leinu aleh omnam hoyim Avram. The yud gimel brisa that was nigzru was with Avram. So he said, v'zeh maimah me'omro sichlus g'daylo. This is a great foolishness. This statement that the person said, if it's quoted accurately, is very foolish. Urayolov, shel yoda dov mikra das. And it's a riot, doesn't begin to understand Ikra Das. Umamarenu emes in basafik. What I wrote is absolutely emes. Lefi. Shetayag misa shenemash misinai mechlolon hein hamilo begida noshe. Havel hadovik, mashom chazal, nichta mekoimoi. The background to it, in other words, and this is the Rambam is really quoting a Gemara, so whoever had the problem with the Rambam didn't learn up the Gemara right. The Mila was given to Avram, and everything about that's wonderful about the Mila is written in those Psukim. In the Brisas that Akash Baruch was masked, those are all wonderful. But our obligation that we must do it comes only from Sinai. We have no obligations that we're obligated the koyach before. V'omnam anachnu holchem achar tzivu Sinai. We follow the tzivu of Sinai shekiyam lonu isigir anosha muktam v'milo muktemes. It is the fact that we will reissue the tzivu from Sinai that makes us obligated to get a nasha and mila. But you'd give a bris on skos with mila roy lishol elu asumim shen roitz and schas with balei naim. Oloy mehem. I want to ask these blind people about these yud gimel brises that are scarce with mila. Like he says, the people are blind or are trying to argue with a fight that people that can see. I want to ask, he says, ha'im ha'ksuv m'shesh v'oysa pashu gimel brises nemu l'avram v'chim ha'avram v'ksavam u'kshibo ha'mesh ha'bein ahead to go some psukim shkos ha'avram kosa hu b'teira m'sh kosim ha'ramo'im divir zulasach ru zulasam o'yim e'in l'ksuv m'sh karmater l'mesh p'y ha'gvura. So he says, let me ask you, that whole parasha of Avram Avinu, is the pshat Avram wrote it down, kept his diary, and then Moshe Rabbeinu incorporated to the Torah, or the Akadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, this is what I told Avram, and write it down. V'chol mishal yamin she'el ha'psukim kol ha'Torah kul ha'nem l'moshe v'yagvura u'bechlal o'im yeter v'shemayim. There's no way anybody could have remembered or known or had any indication of what was said to Avram Avinu if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have told him. In other words, Moshe came along and said, the Ribbono Shel Olam was mitzaveh Yud Gimel Brises mitzaveh Mila, with the strength of Yud Gimel Brises. That's what was said. Im kein exavitz ha'yu ma'shabeinu ve'ela Yud Gimel Brises mi'moyshe nishmu ma'shadei Hashem. V'zeh adam mevuav le'is'al ha'mishla e'en le'is'al ke'bolim re'ke adas ve'hevet kol yoma b'sirigin. This type of statement could have said only somebody who has no idea about Ikri Adas and just basically spent his life not in the Ikrim, but in the branches. Ein b'toraseinu chiluk. Torah tzivul ana Moshe kulam Moshe me'Hashem. All of Torah, including what happened before Moshe, was given to us by Moshe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ma'ashe ish b'ma'ashe kolam z'losik m'ashe b'mitzis l'nayach m'l'avrom le'namim v'anachin ha'dov hazeh mukdam and ne'atziv ha'achin ha'miyuchid banu anachin v'yos Yaakov. That says before Shem Mishnah Debakir Anosha, we have the chiyuv that we have to keep Torah is not because Avram kept it. That chiyuv is over for us. The man Hashem Tzav is over. Anything that Moshe Rabbeinu said that we should do and we should not eat Giranosha because Yaakov Avinu, that's a tzivui of Moshe Rabbeinu to us about the, what had happened then. It's a waste of time just to keep talking about it. He also mentioned that, going back again to the Shabbos issue, it's right, it's muta 100%. I got the letter from him and I saw what he wrote and it was a mistake. And we saw this last time. He didn't really understand what we're talking about. And he brought in things that are no shaykhis. Aruka, I've answered with a long tshuva. Ukvai tikois at talmidim, vehibi adehem doimel amayma v'nispasma. Will you suffer that tagi aleichem b'kashel roshen v'tshuvala beheta aleichem v'nharis v'asein alza? You'll probably get it. With feces akushos shiva shatzayin v'alshoyno tshuvasein hashen v'viu mashes tapkalov v'dvareinu v'amayv samitz v'shreinu bo chilam yisus sofik davonu muta. Which I find kind of fascinating. This person who says that he never learned and he's learning kirsha mashayis. And the Rambam is sort of explaining to him, I guess he's trying to explain to him as much as he could understand with his not knowing. He doesn't go into any details. He just says, I saw his kashas, I answered him on what he sent back again. There's nothing there and so on. I guess he just means Okay. Umasha zachata sheginu aleinu. Then you said also people are upset with us. Sheitana b'shuvus menekiyim shetosav ha'isha bebeisa. We will mat a woman to dray in the house when she's a nida. I'm not sure what you mean exactly the word tasav. As I guess it's an unclear. What does it mean? It's sort of a euphemism for touching a husband. That's clearly also for Nida. All these things that Chazal mentioned about that she can or can't do when she's tamei, has nothing to do with Hilchas Nida as in Asura. It has to do with Tumatara. There is no Isser. Tumatara have no Shaychis for us. And it's true that many of the Karoyim type, and I think the Ethiopians had this minhag, where they sort of were keeping quote unquote Tumatira stuff, totally irrelevant and not Nagia. So that's also not relevant. I've never seen any learned community not understand it that way. However, he says, Avul Anshim Mitzrayim Motsinoisim Bezer. I did find Anshim Mitzrayim were marked on it. Noitim Ladivri Minim. They actually were doing like Karoyim. And they did like the Karoyim, which means that basically this acting of Tumah and Taira, which has to do with, you know, Tumah and Taira as Kachim, has no Shaychis, and it's a terrible mistake from them. In Cain, in Minag, and if for some reason they do all these achotis by you, I'm not sure if he means I'm going to try. I'm not sure if he's telling him you shouldn't keep the minig, or you should keep it, but it's nothing to do with halacha. I'm not sure. It's a little bit of the lushness is a bit. But basically he's saying it has nothing to do with halacha this minig, and he actually casts aspersions where it comes from. Aval tanai, shim neshivanikim, shakit me amikvah. Aval im heim min hakchem gamkein. So in Mitzrayim, they had a lot of real amaratzis. And it expressed itself in two ways. And it was an amaratzis that was read from Karos. On the one hand, they were makbid and all the things, you know, about touching things that become tamei and after being tamei and so on. But they wouldn't go to the mikveh. They would just go and they would wash wherever they would wash, ben ashmashes, or we saw that they would sprinkle water on them. That is asur. Aval imu min hak aval tnaishim neshiva nekim shachvit mei mikveh. But if your minig is to do all this quote-unquote chumris, but they take a shower, they just wash up in ashmashes, that's a bikarsis, that's not a minhag. And this is something that you should get away from and get rid of it totally. And you should force people to keep what it says in the Gemara, lo yoyseh, kemoi she'asinu anachma tzatak v'din etz Mitzrayim. So in other words, it says like this. So there's two areas. The area of these extra chumnas, he didn't feel like telling him to do different than everybody else, even though it holds it to toss. But if they don't go to the mikveh the way they should go, that's something he should at all costs fight it. And the commercial sinachmat, it wasn't enough for us to warn them. We made charamim and we wrote up tzatlach. We saw it before, it was like the first letter that we saw. The Vayacherim Sharua called Ishish Latimna Shiv Syam the Kiyim, or the Batla Tvila Tirchat Bavakas Gerayim. It was an error, it was a cherim that a woman that doesn't count in the Kiyim or is not Tavil or just washes up like Gerayim do, by Phil Imat Tvila. Well, Marlam Shanegia Bib Gorim Acholim Mutta, and we said touching clothing and food is Mutta. But if you want to keep that, fine. I mean, as long as you understand it as being a chumrah and not mikra din, fine. Mishiroitze lahate yate. If somebody wants to be mate, that's fine. Mishayimas on the zoom, they set for circus like manida, ishalasas. But if a person just doesn't feel comfortable around her when she's not clean, or he figures that this will keep him further away from doing averis, that's okay. But if a person holds that it's usur, yotza michlal harabanim, he's no longer a believer in Torah Shabbat Peh, the kafir b'Torah Shabbat Peh. And this again, the Rambam reiterates, when a person keeps an isur because it's a getter, past what the Torah wants, that's okay. So we can live with that. It's gedarim are part and parcel of Torah, and there's not that's not an avla. But if a person corrupts Torah and he holds that something that's mutter is aser, especially since it comes tinged with karoi, it's because when you read the pasuk, it sounds like that's what it says. That becomes an issa. I guess if we can find something parallel in the Gemara itself, we have something parallel to that. Is by, it says Beis Shammai, you know, Reb Tarfon was as chayiv nafshay because he said Krishma laying down, even though Beis Hillel holds either one is fine. So if he would have lain Krishma at random, there's certainly no problem like that. But if you're doing it bedafka and you pass it wrong, that's his chayv misa. And also, like he says over here, especially if it's because you hold the psukim to stand the way they are mashma, not the way they emissar, that becomes a real issue. The zeh kula mevua lo yachido v'menu oy sachol o mishen medak v'teira. If somebody said, if someone said other than this, he's putting words in my mouth, it's not true. Aval, hatzitzi shekoysen ole psukim, eine mutalases oysav. They used to have a minute to write on the tzitzis psukim, that's also. They should take off the psukim. I'm not sure if they did it. I assume they did it on the talus, partisian, and it sits as they think, right? Okay. You asked me how exactly does a soul remain on Mahaba? First of all, whatever I've written is the best I can do. The aniyah atzcha shalitasoik be'elo amukos. I really, really am advising you not to get involved with this type of stuff. Lefi shemitzius hanefrod min aglomim echi yikshe tziyura ma'oid aroi balachachmo for samim ולפיכך הם מכחישים לו, ולא ידמו אל הגשם, וכל שכן המשכיל את משתם לחינוך. So he says like this, it's very, very, very difficult for a person to think of concepts that are not physical. You know, our automatic understanding is things that we see, that we're acquainted with, and so on. To start thinking about things that have no shaykhus or something physical, to try to focus on it and sort of think about it, is very difficult, and that's why many rationalists deny it, because it's hard to get a handle on it with reason, and therefore I would advise not to think about these things. It's not worth breaking your head about things that you can't understand. Breaking your head has to have a tachlis. So when you're trying to learn something that you could understand, fine. Rama says here, this is a bombshell. Rama says, listen, I'm going to add one small cage. If a person believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, then that person is not Avodah Zarah. And there's no forgiving on that one. And the Rama insists on it, that you have to teach every single Yisrael has to know, you know, that he has no guf and so on. But if you believe in Gan Eden, a person has a guf and is eating and drinking and the Viennese tables, v'chulu v'chulu, so the person is not a kofer in Ikri Hadas. He's wrong because Chazal told us it's not the case. It could have been. In other words, if a person believes in a God that's physical, he's a kofer in Ikri Hadas. But if a person believes in a metzias of in Olam Haba, that's not denying any other element of the. It's not a principle of the religion. It's just the emes. So he said, if you find it more comfortable to imagine sitting in Gan Eden, that's a very, very comfortable resort. Do so. It's better than sitting and thinking about how's a neshama work without a guf. Something you're not going to be able to figure out anyway, and so on. Okay, so we will hold it here. I just have to run. We might finish next time or whatever, two times. Okay. Okay, take care.